The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hi, this is Bobby from Collingswood, New Jersey, and I listen to the Mickey Miles and More Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 408 of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and I am back from Walt Disney World. Back from the Jungle Cruise Challenge, but someone is not, and that person is Michelle Scribner-McLean. Hello, Michelle. You are still in Florida.
I am trying not to go back, but I think my job is calling me. I got to start thinking, like, dealing with the reality that two more days, and I'm back in New Hampshire. So it's been a great run, but I'm actually at Disney's Vero Beach. Maybe we can do a show on that because it's one of my favorite places. And my kids have called it their favorite Disney vacation. And all these years, that's their favorite place to go.
Wow, very nice.
True story. True story. All right, before we introduce our other co-host, I'd like to give a shout out. I know we're probably going to do a rundown of what happened in the Jungle Cruise Challenge, but I want to thank everybody who supported us, followed us, especially everybody who donated. I'm not sure of the exact total, but we had some very big donations. One of them is from Tom Kreider, who's a Mickey Miler and also an MEI Mouse Fan Travel agent, and very, very generous donation. That generous donation was matched by MEI Mouse Fan Travel's Becky Mankin. And they pledged, you and Phil Vanderpool did the Beverly Challenge. You came out of retirement, and they each pledged a large sum of money. Can I say how much, Mike, you think?
Sure.
All right. They each pledged $500, which was just so cool. And finally, another very large donation, and somebody who always supports the causes, for Mark and Suzanne Brinkerhoff from Utah. So one of the things we found out at the end of, pretty much at the end of the Jungle Cruise Challenge, is that the Mickey Milers have raised more than enough to send six families to Give Kids the World, to help these families who have seriously ill children experience the magic that we all love at Walt Disney World. So, yeah, so.
And not in, neither in New Hampshire nor Florida is none other than Chris Eliopoulos. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Michael, the weary traveler. How are you?
Weary.
Weary. So I'll play this song. This song is just for you. It's by Young MC. It's called Bust a Move, because I know you're just going to want to bust a move.
Yeah.
Mike's like, what?
Yeah. I thought that was the name of a rapper. Bust a Move.
Busta. Well, Young MC is the rapper.
But... Oh. His name isn't Busta?
Oh. Busta Rhymes, but he's not on this album.
And it's the way you say it is the way it's spelled, too. Mm-hmm.
Busta.
B-U-S-T-A.
Like Woodrow Horowitz. Yeah. Say it like you spell it. Spell it like you say it.
Okay.
Anyways, a few months ago, Run Disney decided to offer a different way of doing a race. And it was their first virtual, their first jump into virtual racing, and it was called, Chris,
the Virtual Running Shorts.
And Chris, among the three of us, was brave enough to try it. So we're going to talk.
No, I was drafted into trying it. Yeah. Chris, you're doing this. We're paying for it, and you're doing it. Is, I think, the way that conversation
went. I think
went.
There was an option, right? Uh-huh.
Like anybody can say no to Michelle.
Why, thank you.
So, Chris,
I'll remember that.
Why don't you tell, for those who weren't aware of how this worked, why don't you give them the old elevator speech as to how the Mickey's virtual running shorts worked.
Well, virtual runs in general are basically runs you can do at home. Sometimes, most of the time in the past, they've benefited charities and stuff like that. So like our friend Sean Astin has his own virtual run where you can run and it raises money for the causes that he's interested in. I forget, is it schools or something like
run,
that?
Run third.
Run third. So in this case, it is more of a pay for a medal kind of run. So they offer three runs. They do, let's say that. What did I look up? It was the yellow shorts, the red pants, and the white gloves. And then all three together was the series, and then you would get a fourth medal for that. They gave you time periods. So, like, let's go through the first one. So the yellow shoes went from May 15th to June 1st. You had to go out and run a 5K. And once that was done, unless you wanted to continue on or if you were choosing the next level, it was June 5th through 18th, you would do the red pants. And then
also a 5K.
These were all 5Ks. And then the final one, the white glove, was June 19th through June 30th. And so you would, at your own time, at your own pace, at whenever you wanted to do it in that time frame, you would run the 5K on your own without the benefit of, you don't have to time in, you don't have to put it up online. You just have to be on the honor system. You do it. So Michelle gave me the credit card. I signed up. I will say this, though. It was kind of funny. For a race I did not hear about because my life was a little bit hectic at that point, it was one of the easiest signups I've ever done for Run Disney, which I was amazed at. In the past, things have been so difficult, and I guess maybe because there aren't a lot of need for waivers and location pickups and stuff like that. It was a really simple thing. It was just you sign up for it. It was almost like ordering, like that's what I almost felt like. It was ordering the medals to come at the end of this. So they also provide a digital bib. So they would send you a link and you could download the bib. I think there are actually people who did wear that when they ran. It got to me the point where I was like, I ran, you know, again, we're runners. So I, you know, one day I was out running and I did a 5 or 7 mile run. I went, oh yeah, I guess that was my Disney run. That was my virtual run. Once you do the runs, they eventually send you your medals. So I got 4 medals and, a cup, like, a sippy cup almost, like it's a, you know, adult sippy cup.
We were going to say that you really need one of those, Chris.
Yep, I do. I do use it a lot now when I'm just sitting around at work. So that gets use. And then I'm trying to think. The medals were absolutely phenomenal for what they were. Yeah, I was surprised. You see the pictures. If you go to the website, you see the pictures. I thought they were going to be like those little 5K medals you get locally that like that look like maybe a
medallion.
Old silver like a little silver dollar like they used to have, you know, the old Kennedy dollars. Or was that a half dollar? The was it Eisenhower was the full dollar? I don't remember. But these medals were actually as large. I took a picture and put it online and it was as big as a wine and dine medal I had gotten.
And, oh my gosh! I didn't realize they were that big. Wow.
Yeah, they're big. They were like real medals. I'm wondering if these are like the precursors to now. They're saying, you know, they're going to be upping the 5K medals to medal in upcoming races on Disney property, right? I mean, they're not going to give out the little plastic.
Right. To all the 5K ones. People, they're also charging more now.
Right.
too.
Yeah.
For that.
Oh, and speaking of which, that the price was $39 for each race and $142 for all three together. So $39 a medal is basically what you're paying for a little
so
bit.
So there's no t-shirt. So if you did a 5K on Disney property, you would get a medal and a t-shirt. So there's no t-shirt.
Yep.
But you got a plastic.
You got a plastic medal and a t-shirt, and in this case I got a really nice medal and no t-shirt and a cup. Okay. I got a cup. So,
you know, I'm wondering, who do you think is the audience that they're trying to appeal to here?
Well, it's funny. I was actually thinking about that one, and I was, you know, because you want to put a good spin on this thing and say, you know, who's it for? And, you know, and here's the thing. Here's what I was thinking. These are not necessarily for someone like you or me or Mike, who's asleep over there, because we do these kinds of runs all the time, and there's not much of a challenge to do them. It's kind of cool in that you get the bling. Like, I think if you're running for the bling, these do great for you. But I think it's an entry drug.
Mm-hmm.
I think of
gateway drug.
Yeah, the gateway drug. I have friends who are a little intimidated about going and doing a 5K or a half marathon or whatever it may be on Disney property or elsewhere, that they get concerned about that, you know, the crowds. They don't feel like they're in shape enough. They don't know if they can make the times, you know, and or they can't fly down to Disney and do one of these races. You know, the cost is prohibitive. I think these are a really great way to get new runners into running, and in a bigger way than just kind of locally, just kind of, you know, running when you get up in the morning and go out on a regular day. I think this is more like, so this is what I get. I get a nice medal. This is really cool. And I think it would become addictive. I think you get these medals and like, this is really cool. I want to do more of these. And it might get people to go run out to and give it a shot, go down to Disney and give it a try. So that's what I think. Like, I keep thinking of this as a friend of mine. He's trying to get, like, he's a bit overweight. He's trying to get healthy. He's watching his diet. He wants to run. He's planning to do, he's scheduling for next year a 5K. I think he wants to come down to do the dark side and do his first 5K. And so he's training, and we had this conversation. He's really intimidated by the whole process. Like, he feels like he's going to be embarrassed or he's not going to be able to do it. And I think doing something like this might make them feel better about it, you know, about getting into running. And because there is a reward at the end. You know, you run locally. Nobody has to know what you're doing. You can go at your own pace. There's no time limit. There's no checking in. There's no nothing that, you know, would make you feel like, oh, God, I'm not going to be able to do this because, you know, you have to get it done in, you know, 45 minutes. So I think it's a really good thing for a new runner, somebody starting, a way to get them into this whole idea of Disney running and just running in general for different marathons, half marathons, 5Ks. You know, it's like you said, it's a gateway drug. So I think that's probably who it's for.
I agree with Chris. I think that the target audience is the audience of runners who have never been to a Disney race. I don't think that it's a coincidence that while they were offering these virtual real finish medals, that they were also beginning to offer a change from the regular 5K medallions to real finisher medals. Because if, as Chris says, they can entice new runners with these medals, saying, wow, if this is the type of medal that I would get for doing a virtual run, I wonder what kind of a medal I would receive if I was actually at a Run Disney race and did it myself. So I think it's it's almost like bait and trying to get those who have never run a Disney race to see what, you know, wow, what you can get. And, oh, I can also get a shirt if I go down there. Yeah, and you're also going to pay more, and you're going to be paying for a resort, you're going to be paying for park tickets, for food and all that. So I think that this was all part of a marketing effort to bring in new blood.
Michelle? Sure. Well, I was actually, you know, thinking of a few other angles of markets that they're trying to target. Number one is maybe kids and families. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a way that everybody can get involved and get a medal. But also people who want to stay connected to the Run Disney experience, who can't afford to go down and pay for the airfare and the resort and the food and the transfers and the park tickets and all that stuff. If you look at it that way, it's a real bargain, as we say in our area. It really is.
Yeah, I could definitely see it as a family thing. Like, you all go out and, you know, complete it and get a medal. Everybody gets a medal. It's something, you know, you get the young kids involved, get them, you know, on a healthy lifestyle. It's, you know, it's definitely like a good thing. I don't think this is a bad thing. I understand why they're doing it. But getting more people out and running and getting healthy, I think, isn't such a bad thing. And if you need a little carrot at the end of the stick to get you going, I don't think that's such a bad thing. Mm-hmm. But I think it's definitely like their thoughts behind this is basically get more people to come down and try new runs and, you know, spend some more money down on Disney property. So, it's weird. I know you probably have 50 other questions, but the one thing I do find was a little unnerving was the disconnect. I really didn't feel like I got enough info as to what was going on. There were no like, hey, don't forget the today's the day. I'm sure they did it on some social media that I might have missed, but I didn't get any emails reminding me like, okay, get ready to run. Like it's May 15th. You have until June 1st to get this run down. Good luck. You know, they had said send in pictures and stuff on Facebook, and some people had. I went through afterward because I missed it. I felt like I missed it all. I kept going, oh yeah, that was the run that we were supposed to be doing, because there was no kind of feeling of involvement in it. So afterward, I kind of checked and I looked. I went on to Run Disney's Facebook page, and I had to really search to find any kind of mention of the virtual races. And some people had posted pictures, and it was really cute. Some people actually wore the bibs. They went out in groups, and it's adorable. It's wonderful. But I was kind of like felt a little bit disconnected to the process. I was at a distance. So it was like sort of like, oh yeah. Like I said, I would finish a run and go, oh, I was supposed to be doing the virtual races. I guess that counts for it. So it wasn't that ecstasy at the end of the finish line where it was like, you finished, you know, congratulations, and you get the medal put over you. You don't get that. But and I felt it was a little they were a little disconnected when it came to keeping us in the loop on where things were.
So basically what you're saying is that you could have just sent the money in and not done the races, and eventually a package would have ended up at your door with the medals.
Oh, totally.
Okay. So from the time you signed up to the time you got the medals, I mean, you could have done all 3 5Ks in 1 week, and it was maybe several. It was quite a while before you got those medals.
Yeah, I was actually got to a point where I was wondering if I needed to say, and I mean, we had talked about it, and I was wondering if I needed to like send a message to Run Disney, like, is this coming at any point? Like the races had been done for a while. When did we say the final race finished? The final ones finished up June 30th. I want to say somewhere at the end of, the middle of July, maybe third week of July, I got my medals.
Yeah, I think it was right before I went away.
Right. And I was like, oh, I just got them. So
because I kept on asking you.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because you were saying other people had gotten them. So I don't know if there was like sort of a rollout as to, you know, but.
Yeah, people again, got them like 2 weeks before you, because people were starting to post them on Facebook.
Right.
So interesting.
Yeah, but that was like what I was saying. Like, you feel disconnected. Like, there wasn't like, you know, we go to the Disney races. There's somebody always telling you which direction to go, where to go, what time to be there. I did not feel that with this. I felt like I was out in the woods somewhere, hoping that somebody would send me a flare to let me know where I was going, and so that was a little
hard. So when the packet, like, was there money put into the packaging? Like, was it, and maybe it was, this is just a silly thing that only I would think about, but was it like fun to open because it was a really nice package, or were they just kind of thrown into a envelope? And
No, it was great. It was a decorated box. So the box had, you know, like Run Disney or the virtual race graphics on there, on a cardboard box, and you open it up. And the medals are there. They're in plastic wrap. And then there's a side box, which has got the cup in it. And then they had like a little bit of the colored paper shavings, whatever you want to call it, in there to make it look festive and fill up the remaining space. Because like the medals take one side of the box and the cup takes the other side, and the medals obviously take up less space than the cup. So it was kind of cool to open it up and be like, oh my God, they're here. And like I said, opening up the box, I was expecting silver dollar medals. And these medals were comparable, if not better than some of the half marathon medals I've gotten at Disney in years past. So, I mean, they were cut out, decorated really well. I was surprised. That one got me. That one was like, this is kind of cool. These are really nice. Especially like the culmination one, the all four together, or the fourth of the three races. This, it's got Mickey running. It's got cut out hidden Mickeys in it. It's a really sharp looking medal. My wife was even, who was sure unsure what this was all about, kind of looked at it and was like, "Whoa, are you serious?"
We'll have her do the review next time.
Yeah, so she was just like, "Get out of here!" Like, you know. But again, because it took so long and it wasn't right there, it did kind of feel like I'm just buying a medal. If I had not run, they wouldn't have known. They would have still sent me the medal. But I would like to think that people do this not for that reason. You know, they want to get the medal after they've succeeded at this run.
So, say next year they design all new medals for this. Would you do it again for that amount of money?
I know. Isn't it funny? Like, it's the thing. It's the gateway drug. I'm sitting there going, I don't think I would do it again, but they might come out with some really nice looking medals, and I might go, you know what, for $140, I'm out there running anyway, you know. I don't have to pay for travel. I don't have to pay for a hotel. I don't have to pay for, any meals or anything like that. I just, if I happen to go out every couple of weeks on a run, I earn myself a really nice looking medal. So, if you're into that stuff, if you're into the bling, this is definitely the races to do for you. So I might, depending on how it looks.
Interesting. What about you, Mike? Would you do it?
No, I built, well, Michelle, you know, I don't hang my medals up or anything.
You put your medals in a drawer.
Yeah. I think that for me, and I think it's a personal thing, I think for me, and I understand that there are people who will sign up for these virtual 5Ks and will do the actual running, like Chris and Audra will do that. And, you know, they get the medals while you're running anyways. I just feel personally that I have to do it in an official capacity of some kind, you know, with race and the start and with people and everything. And that's just me. I just feel that I feel that I earn it that way for my own personal, you know, my own personal taste. But I don't want to take it away from anybody else. I think that it's a personal thing. I think I just have to be there. And I think that, again, it just sounds like they are trying. It's almost like they would be almost like a lost leader kind of a thing, although I'm sure they're making money on this. But it wants.
Oh, and I will say, though, I did forget that they did say they were gifting money. I don't know what they said. They were giving a gift to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So some of the money does go to a charity. Which, you know, is a good thing. They don't say really what they give or what they're giving, but so at least there's that.
Well, that's good. That's like good. That.
What about you, Michelle?
I don't think I would do it either. I have seen pictures of the medals. I think, Chris, you sent them to me. I've seen them online. I think if I were at a different point in my Run Disney and running experience, I might have a different answer, but I have so many medals now. I love what you said, Chris, about somebody who just wants to kind of, maybe early in their career or may not feel comfortable running in front of other people. I think for a lot of us, it takes us a while to feel like I'm a real runner, and, you know, which I know now is, it's not a silly sentiment, but it's something that I really understand and I get that you know, a lot of people in their mind think I don't have a runner's body or I don't have a runner's pace. I hope in this podcast we convince people that it really is a nice beginning running series. But I think to build up confidence in running and to have something to show for it, I think it's a lovely thing to do. I love the idea that families might be able to do this together and get really cool medals to share. For me, I don't think I would do it, though. I don't need any more medals. I don't need any more shirts, personally. But and I do think it's pricey. I having said that, I don't know, you know, if it was half the price, I might kind of think about it because the medals were really cool. But for that price, personally, I wouldn't do it. So,
yeah,
but I mean, we'll maybe they'll come out with like a, you know, like a Toy Story medal set that you know, I love Toy Story, or Monsters Inc. is my favorite Pixar film. That would be hard to turn down. So maybe it'll be themed differently.
Yeah, I wonder if they would do that, start testing out different themes, see which ones people sign up for. You know, think about it. It would be that, like Mike was saying, this is sort of like a testing ground. You know, you put out and you say, we're going to do, you know, whatever, one of the other properties, whatever it may be, you know.
Yeah, and what about like the kind of oldest attractions in the Magic Kingdom? So the Haunted Mansion, Jungle Cruise, Pirates of the Caribbean. That'd be kind of cool. Now I'm talking myself out of it.
I know, those would be fun to get. Like if you were, and then they obviously they can gauge how many people sign up for those to see if it's viable to do an actual race in Disney. You say, oh well, look at this, Toy Story did a phenomenal amount of sales, maybe we
or
should
the mountains
doing, the mountains
be, like all the mountains.
Mountains. Space, yeah, I know, right?
Expedition Everest, Splash Mountain.
Thunder, Big Thunder.
Yeah, Big Thunder Mountain.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. We're giving them ideas now. So, but those might be interesting. This might have been the first test run, and now, you know, who knows? Next time, do they do some of the other characters, not just Mickey? And then is it Donald the next time? If it's Donald, I have to do it. You know, if it's, you know, the Fab Five at some point, you know, do they do a five? You know, where it's all five together. You know, those, again, and it gets the collector in there. Oh, boy. See, I'm already set myself up for
Star Wars.
Well, the Star Wars they got, right? I mean, you already do that one.
So yeah, I know, but I mean, for people, it could be a different version, you know, for people at home. Oh, my gosh. Now I'm talking myself into it.
I know. It's scary. But but all in all, like I said, it was a good test for me. And I feel like, it's a great entryway for a lot of people to get into running and feel like they've accomplished something. I think that's at the end, you know, sometimes people have a hard time going, oh, great. I just, you know, I ran 3 miles, whoop-de-doo, you know, what do I get for this? And there's sometimes people just need that little something at the end to say, you know what, you accomplished something, you know, great job. And maybe this is it for them. And then they realize they can do it. And that they get addicted to the medals like the rest of us and want to go down and try some more. So
cool. Thanks, Chris.
All in all, pretty good.
Chris stepped up to the plate and took one for the team.
Thank you very much. I know, it's just like, you're doing this. We're paying for it, but you're doing it. Okay. Do I have to give you the medals now?
You're rewriting the way that this all went down.
Uh-huh. Do I have to share the medals now? Do I have to give you each one?
I think there was an option. You could have said no, but... All right.
Say no,
anyway.
Guys. Ever. Ever.
Well, let's see where this takes us. It'll be interesting to see what happens next with this virtual series, if this was a success. And we don't know what the benchmark was that Disney was shooting for, but I'm sure that if they hit it, I would think that there may be plans already in the making for more, maybe even virtual runs for those race weekends that are already in existence. There may be, you know, plans for that too, to supplement the revenue that they enjoy when they hold these race weekends. So we'll see. So for Chris Aliopoulos and for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying, we will see you on the road and in the parks. Goodbye.
The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/mickeymilespodcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/mickeymilespod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@mickeymilespodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.